Good morning. This is Weekend Ozarks at Large for Sunday, March 17th, 2013. I'm Christina Thomas. AETN, Fayetteville Public Library, and KUAF invite the public to a free screening of Wonder Women, the untold story of American superheroines. It's part of community cinema this afternoon at 2 at the Fayetteville Public Library. In this film, from Wonder Woman to the superheroes of today, representations of powerful women often reflect society's anxieties about women's liberation. Following the film, KUAF's Katie Henriksen will moderate a panel discussion about the topic. AETN.org/community cinema for more information. Ahead on this weekend edition of Ozarks, the history behind today's St. Patrick's Day celebrations, plus a hog farm moves into the Buffalo River area. But first, from property rights to abortion, Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis gives us a wrap-up of this week's legislative happenings.
During this legislative session, we have reported on a bill making its way through the Arkansas legislature that aims to give property owners a means of recouping losses in property value incurred by development regulations passed by a governmental entity. The Arkansas Municipal League and the City of Fayetteville have both stated opposition to Senate Bill 367, and this past week, the City of Springdale followed suit. The Springdale City Council approved a resolution stating opposition to the bill, and Springdale City Attorney Ernest Kate says that the bill has the potential to garner litigation against the city's planning and zoning regulations. He says that the bill's legal threshold of a 10% devaluation in property value is overly vague.
I mean, how do you determine that? I believe it would severely restrict our ability to do what the law allows us to do as far as zoning and putting regulations on the development of land, and it's just not clear. You know, and there's already federal case law on what's called regulatory takings. Regulatory takings is, well, if the city takes some action and it affects the property value of someone's property, then in some instances the city's required to pay that person. You know, it's in effect the taking of that person's property, and there's already federal law on that, and this just... I'm not sure exactly what the purpose is behind this bill.
Kate says that this bill could have an impact on any of the city's development regulations, including the proposed Interstate 540 overlay district that city staff has been developing for months.
If we pass the overlay district, if a property owner believes that by us adding this extra layer of regulation on top of all these properties, if they believe that it decrease the value of their property by more than 10%, then it could result in litigation.
Senate Bill 367 has been passed by the state Senate. The bill's sponsor, Republican Senator Jim Hendren of Gravette, has asked for the bill to be addressed as a special order of business before the House Judiciary Committee, but no date has been set for that hearing. Now that the Arkansas legislature has overturned the governor's vetoes of two abortion bills, lawmakers continued to discuss possible outcomes from the changes this week. In interviews with Talk Business Arkansas, Democratic Representative Reginald Murdoch of Marianna and Republican Representative Ann Klimmer of Benton further discussed Arkansas's 12 and 20-week bans on abortion. Murdoch says public opinion from some national news outlets have already referred to the state's actions as embarrassing.
The New York Post or New York Times, maybe, they put out a piece that talked about, what happened in Arkansas was shameful, that we're going to be in litigation and that it's going to be overturned and that, you know, that we're wasting taxpayer dollars. That's their view on it, as well as many others that think that we probably went down a road that's not legally correct anyway.
Klimmer disagrees. She says legal challenges are expected, but passage of the bans was a great victory.
This issue, more than any other, shows the real cultural divide in this country. But I mean, when I'm in Saline County, I mean, it's people are hugging me, coming up to me, crying, thanking me for running this bill. I mean, it is different, but we are not like the rest of the world, and I think this bill makes a statement.
Klimmer says that there have been conflicting federal court rulings on 20-week abortion bans in Idaho and Arizona, and it may be time to revisit the Roe v. Wade decision by the Supreme Court. Medicaid expansion is one of the big questions of this legislative session that have yet to be answered. On Monday, House Majority Leader Bruce Westerman told reporters that lawmakers are still weighing the issue in light of news they received nearly 3 weeks ago that the state could opt to use federal money that would have gone to Medicaid expansion to give the same people private health coverage. Westerman says lawmakers have yet to come up with a solid proposal, but they're working on something that might require co-payments or premiums.
I think there's some creative things we can do there that can provide good assistance to those who are in need of the health care benefits and do it in a cost-effective, innovative way that saves the state money, and the more people that are on the existing Medicaid system that we could get under this option would be better off down the road.
Westerman says that in the meantime, lawmakers will be meeting with an independent auditor to assess the state's Medicaid system as it is currently before moving forward with a decision on expanding health coverage in the state. The Arkansas House passed a bill Wednesday that would require all voters to show some form of photo ID each time they vote.
As everyone voted, cast the ballots for 51 yeas, 44 nays, and zero present to pass the bill.
There were questions as to whether the bill required a two-thirds majority to pass, as some had suggested it might be a change to the state's constitution. Speaking before the House, Republican Representative Stephen Meeks of Greenbrier brandished a list of documented voter fraud cases and told members that this bill does not implement a poll tax. He also said the state would ensure anyone who needed an ID would be able to get one.
This bill also states that for those of our citizens that do not have identification, that the Secretary of State will provide to them an identification that they can use from there in perpetuity. That'll be provided for them at no cost.
Speaking against, Representative Darren Williams of Little Rock, a Democrat, said the bill would make it harder for people to vote despite their determination to do so.
There are far too many people who are elderly, who are poor, who suffer from not driving and not don't have transportation, who may have a hard time fulfilling the requirements necessary to this bill to vote, though they are registered.
The bill, which has been amended, will now have to be approved by the Senate before it goes to the governor. It has been placed on tomorrow's Senate agenda. From the Herald and Blanche Kalk News Studio, I'm Timothy Dennis, and this is Weekend Ozarks at Large.